This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, February 11th. Well, we finally got all the crop reports behind us on Friday, and a lot of anticipation that they would be creating a fair amount of volatility in the markets. A lot of price action would be happening after the release, and we got a lot of pretty much nothing. Corn popped up about a nickel for about 2 minutes, and then it backed off. And wheat tried to make a move either way, and it really just didn't. It basically just traded an inside day from Thursday's outside day lower. So kind of a yawner in a report that had a lot of data and was, you know, a month in the waiting past when it was supposed to be released. But for the most part, the market took it in stride. Now let's go through the numbers. The most important report for wheat was the winter wheat plantings, and it really had a bullish slant to it. If you know, you couldn't argue that it was not a bullish report. All wheat winter wheat plantings at 31.29 million acres. That was down 1.24 million from last year. Winter wheat, hard red winter wheat at 22.2 million acres. That was down 723,000 from last year. Kansas down 500,000 at 7.2 million. Montana, however, was up 150,000 at 1.8 million. Soft red winter wheat, 5.66 million acres. That's down 416 from last year. That was really the surprise, because some guys were looking for actually an increase in soft red acres. So for it to be down over 400,000 was quite a number out of left field, actually. And white wheat at 3.44 million acres. That was down 100,000 from last year. So again, all winter wheat planted acres, 31.29 million. That's the second lowest on record. That's the lowest winter wheat plantings we've had in 110 years, just to get some perspective here. And yet the market kind of just brushed it off. The U.S. sold 120,000 tons of wheat, soft red winter wheat, to Egypt on Friday. That was a nice little feather in her hat. France sold 120 as well, and Ukraine at 60,000. But we were the lowest FOB offer and the lowest ultimate offer, just barely a dollar a ton, you know, less than a dollar a ton under what France was and then the Ukraine. But nevertheless, it's encouraging to see that we're competing in that market. A couple weeks ago, we missed out on the sale because we were just kind of way out of the running when the market thought we would be competitive. It's worth noting, of course, that Russia did not sell anything for the second time in a row to Egypt. So I think it's fairly safe to say that Russian exports are going to fall way off from this point on. So we're looking for the U.S. to be a much bigger player in the export arena. And we've seen that in the last couple of weeks when we're finally getting some export sales reports out. And of course, this is last half December, but the sales were 603,000 tons and 593,000 tons, well above the trade estimates. So we're definitely seeing an uptick in business. When we look at basis levels, we're seeing them surge at the Gulf for hard red winter wheat, and they're holding. So 2 days in a row, we saw first the top end jump and then the bottom end jump, about 45 cents a bushel, which is a huge jump for basis. And they've held throughout the week. So something's going on at the Gulf in hard red winter wheat. This is for 12% protein, so there's clearly demand for your milling grade wheats. And again, we don't have the actual data telling us what exactly it is, but we do know that there's something going on. And for the basis, take that kind of jump and then hold throughout the week. You know, maybe they're trying to originate some wheat to fill out some vessels. It's hard to say, but the basis is holding together quite well. The board, on the other hand, just seems to not want to get much traction against Chicago. There just always seems to be that Chicago market that wants to maintain its edge against Kansas City. And we're sitting at 22 over Chicago over Kansas City, which is a fairly large number for two markets that are generally tight supply. But when you look at supplies of milling grade wheat around the world, and the basis for hard red jumping at the Gulf, it's interesting why Kansas City can't get more traction against the other two markets. So we'll see how that evolves. But that's a spread that we've been working back and forth and expecting that it will have a better performance as we move forward. Now getting back to the reports, the stocks report had wheat at 2.0 billion bushels as of December 1. That was 43 million higher than the estimate, and it was up 117 million from the previous year. In the supply-demand report for the U.S., feed and residual were taken down 30 million bushels. That was pretty much expected. The stocks report showed us that. And also, with the expense, wheat was just more expensive than other feed grains. They took seed use down 6 million, understandably, since winter wheat plantings were down. And ending stocks, they took up 36 million to 1.01 billion bushels. So we're just barely above that billion bushel mark. That's a lot of wheat. And I think that's a big reason why the futures are just kind of stagnant. You know, they're chopping around in kind of a large trading range. The supports are fairly well defined, and with world prices moving higher, Russian prices are sitting at all-time highs domestically, maybe not worldwide, but the ruble has increased in value. So their prices kind of continue to move higher, but U.S. prices have just been flat, and we just can't seem to get much traction. In the class breakdown for ending stocks, Harvard winter wheat at 491 million bushels is up 23 over the previous estimate. Spring wheat at 262 million, that was up 7. Soft red at 163 million bushels, that was up 6. Durum at 45 million bushels, unchanged. White wheat at 49 million bushels, unchanged. Now for the week, we had Chicago wheat down 7, Kansas City down 14, Minneapolis down 7, corn down 4, soybeans down 3. So again, you know, the markets were chopping around, you know, trying to hold together fairly tight until the crop reports were released. Thursday, we had a fairly sharp day down, a big outside day lower. And then on Friday, after the reports were released, we really didn't get much action. And we ended up basically just trading mostly an inside day from Thursday. Now today we're down about 3 cents again, so we're kind of retesting Thursday's lows and Friday's lows on Chicago and Minneapolis. Kansas City is starting to kind of push lower, taking out Thursday's and Friday's low. But we're down to major support areas in Kansas City where the November low and the December low were pretty close together, and we're just a few cents above those lows. So it's definitely a major support level. I would think that we would hold here. The question is, you know, how much momentum can you get going to the upside? And, you know, the basis would tell us one thing. The spreads have narrowed a bit in Kansas City, the carries between the contract months. In Chicago, they have narrowed significantly. In fact, we're only about 3 cents right now, whereas in fact, last week we were at one point during a trading session. So the spreads are definitely narrowing. So that's a bull type of price action going on. But we just haven't seen flat price, again, get some momentum and keep some momentum to the upside. Until that happens, I think the markets are just going to be stuck in a trading range. There are those who would argue that market's going to have difficulty really sustaining upward momentum because of the big crops that are expected in new crop, at least for the Black Sea region in particular, and probably better crops in Europe. Of course, that would depend on spring weather, but at this point, they planted into fairly dry conditions, but they've had quite a bit of moisture since then, and good snow cover, so we don't expect to see a lot of winter kill damage there. Here in the U.S., we could see a fair amount of winter kill, especially in soft red. We had a major cold snap here a few weeks ago, dipping down into the southern Midwest where they had no snow cover. In the southern plains and central plains were at risk for winter kill. You could see that too. The southern plains have been a little on the dry side, especially the panhandles. But I think the bigger issue there is the plantings, not only just the lack of plantings themselves, but also the plantings that got in late. Now that's not going to make the statistics, but it certainly could show up in production potential and in crop condition reports once those get rolling in April. So there's still a long way to go, obviously, before this crop is harvested. It's going to be a shorter crop unless your yields really pick up. But I think there's just this outside attitude that Russia's going to have a big crop. They are already talking about a crop 10 million tons higher than what they grew this year. Still a little bit short of their record a couple years ago, but that's still going to be a big crop. And they dominate so much world trade that you have no choice but to pay attention and pretty much presume that they're going to be the leader in world price action. So we'll watch them very closely. We'll watch us very closely. Of course, we're a major player as well, and we're looking at the very likely potential of a shorter crop. Now we have big carryover stocks to help buffer against that, so it'd have to be a major wipeout. But long-range weather forecasters talking about dry conditions kind of settling into the Midwest, but boy, they could use it actually at this point. I mean, it's not going to really matter, but they're talking about a wet spring and then a dry summer into late summer. Obviously, that would have an impact on corn and beans. In the Central Plains, hard to say, but again, you've had below normal precip across the panhandles and most of Texas for the last couple months. Whether that's a market mover or not, I don't think so. You know, once the crop breaks dormancy, which will be pretty soon here in the southern regions of Texas, then we'll pay a lot more attention. But it's really going to be weather in Kansas that drives the market, and that's still at least a month away before you're really breaking dormancy there and getting things rolling. Still got some time. We're going to be watching demand here in the meantime before we focus too much on crop production. And so far, demand is looking good, and we expect that that will continue. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.